Welcome to the Lebo Lion Show, the biggest marketing and business podcast on the African continent. This is a learning hub where we share marketing, social media, and monetization resources that entrepreneurs, professionals, and creatives need to build the lives and businesses of their dreams. We do this through masterclasses and conversations with experts and thought leaders in various industries. On this podcast, we believe that your mindset is the most powerful tool you have to succeed. Come on a journey with us. Let's explore the world of business, money, and mindset from a growth perspective. Are you ready to go? Because 2023 has started and it's about to become the best year of your life. My name is Lebo Lion, the voice of marketing, and I will be your host for the Lebo Lion Show. Let's go. Welcome to 2023, tribe. I have missed you all so much, and I hope that you're doing well and you've crossed over into the new year with renewed energy and high spirits. And if you didn't, that's okay, because you are allowed to feel what you feel. And I want us to start the year off on a vibration of authenticity. 2023 is the year of elevation, and you cannot elevate if you are weighed down by pretense or confusion. I recently spoke at an entrepreneurship event where I was sharing how entrepreneurs can use social media and marketing to build strong brands and businesses. In the talk, I also spoke about how to harness digital tools to build a life and business that you love. The following clip is a snippet of that message. I want you to listen carefully, because that's the mindset I'd like us to employ as we start 2023.
For me, it's be creative about the life that you want to build, because the life that you want is literally entirely up to you. It doesn't have to be something you've already seen. You have the agency to design the life of your dreams. You know, I don't have to have an office to be making as much money as a lot of people who are, who have offices and employees. Because I've decided that the life that I want, I can create. And I decided that
you have the agency to build a life or career that you love, even if you've never seen it before. That's a powerful statement, if I have to say so myself. Let me repeat myself. You have the agency to build a life or career that you love, even if you have never seen it before. All it has to do is exist in your imagination. All you have to do is feel it with so much conviction that you want to make it real. I really believe that that is a powerful statement. It speaks to the profound power and nature of our mindset and how we cannot afford to undermine digital tools as digital citizens. The tech revolution has already begun, and it is no longer a question of, do you want to participate? Now it is a question of, when will you participate? Because your buy-in is inevitable. Hear me again, your buy-in is inevitable. You will not be able to navigate through any significant commercial or network opportunities without a digital footprint in the next 5 years. And I'm so sure about the statement that you can quote me on it. This year is a year where I'm going to be making a whole lot of predictions, because so far, the predictions I've been making have come to light about social media, about marketing in Africa, and about business innovation. So I'm going to speak these things into existence from now on, and we can see whether I'm right or wrong. I believe that whatever you do, don't undermine online. And the online space isn't just for influencers or small to medium business owners. The online space is for all people. If you're really finding it challenging to see the value of these platforms, all you have to do is Google some of your favorite billionaire and millionaire entrepreneurs and founders, and you will see how they've used social media to become thought leaders, penetrate new markets and audiences, and grow their business brands by amplification and association, simply by having a digital footprint. If you observe the Brand Watch 20 most followed accounts on Twitter, you'll be able to see how valuable social media is as a tool, especially for high net worth and highly influential people. At the top of the list, we have Barack Obama, followed by Elon Musk, and then followed by Justin Bieber for 2022. Just by observing the top three, we can deduce that influence and online success have nothing to do with what you sell, but with the value of your impact. So you don't have to be famous or a celebrity or a Gen Z to have a successful brand online. All you have to do is deliver something with intention, serve the community with valuable content and work, and watch people gravitate to you. Today's podcast is titled, Do You Need a Personal Brand or a Business Brand? And I believe our formal conversation has indicated that the answer, at least according to me, is a resounding yes. And how do we use this information to create a successful 2023? Before I answer that question, I need us to define what a brand is. I'm about to share the definition of brand according to something I've crafted and that I use often when I speak at brands, because I think it's important for us to define things around the frameworks that we create, because then we know how to make it work and we know how to make it valuable. So the Label Lion definition of a brand is, a brand is the intrinsic value that something that exists has. It is what people feel, perceive, and subjectively experience of a person or a business. When built correctly, a brand is an investment that yields compounding gains in the long run. Let me repeat that. A brand is the intrinsic value that something that exists has. It is what people feel, perceive, and subjectively experience of a person or a business. When built correctly, a brand is an investment that yields compounding gains in the long run. So no, a brand is definitely not just a name or a logo, according to popular belief in the streets. A brand is the story that gives those assets value. We build brands using social media and the online space as the predominant tool of amplification, sharing, connection, and growth, because the online space has boundless opportunities. An impending truth is that if your brand is not online in some way, shape, or form, your brand does not exist. I'm reminded of a quote by editor-in-chief of business magazine Forbes, Steve Forbes, when he said, "Your brand is the single most important investment you can make in your business." So now that we know why we need to build a brand and what a brand is, in 2023, let's talk about the how. Here are the top 5 tips to building a successful brand in 2023. And I want to share these with you because I've spent almost 5 years now building business brands, building personal brands for myself and other people. And I've been able to refine my processes over time, refine my definitions, and refine how we do things. And so I wanted to share this with you in this podcast. Believe me when I say the information I'm giving you is pure gold. Write it down on your notepad, write it down in your notes, and start to implement this. It's not as hard as it looks, but it does need you to do the work. So let's get into it. The 5 rules of building a personal brand. There are more rules, but today in this podcast, we're going to focus on 5. The first rule is, Don't copy or emulate people who are not going where you are going or building what you are building. So often when people think online, they're thinking beauty influencer or fashion influencer. And while the assumptions make sense, it is not indicative of the sheer vastness and potential of the online space. Different brands exist. Find yours. The second rule to building a brand is, it's about impact and value. In order to build a successful brand, you need to serve others. It is not about you. I repeat, it is not about you. It is imperative to share what you know and are passionate about that can be of value to the next person. The third rule is, value is subjective. This means that the potency of your content is determined by who is viewing it and not what you are sharing. Make content for your tribe and don't pay too much attention to those who don't see or understand what you have to offer. Because those who don't see the value in your content will not become your tribe members. So focus on those who see value in what you have to offer. The fourth rule of building a brand is, and this is one of my favorites, be strategic. Building a brand takes planning and intention. You don't just become a brand by purely existing. You become a brand by working it into existence. You have to work it into existence. And I often say when I speak at events that all of us are born with a brand inside us because we all have unique DNA. But without the intention and the planning that comes from strategy, you won't be able to unearth it for commercial gain or for any other gain that you seek to use it for. And the fifth rule of building a brand is, invest in marketing and take it seriously. Marketing is the runway that facilitates the potency of a brand. The better the marketing, the stronger the brand becomes. Let me say that again. Marketing is the runway that facilitates the potency of a brand. The better the brand, the stronger the brand becomes. I see this so often. People want to build business or personal brands and they think that the aim is to make their brand famous, right? Because that's what brand building is to them. And so they employ all these short-term PR tactics instead of investing in long-term marketing strategies and taking those marketing strategies seriously. And I often think that people do that because those tactics, those short-term tactics, give them instant gratification because they get short-term results. But believe me when I say, the brands that make the millions and the billions are the brands that are in it for the long haul. They're subjective. They choose their audience. Their audience chooses them. They offer value. They're strategic. They do so much. Building a brand takes time. A universal truth is that by virtue of being human beings with unique DNA and stories, we all have within us the capacity and ability to unearth the brand within us. Let 2023 be the year where you bet on yourself unapologetically, so that one day others can undoubtedly bet on you. Thank you for tuning in to the first episode of the Label Lion Show for 2023. Before you go, I'd like to share the vision for the Label Lion Show for 2023. This year, we'll be elevating this podcast through populating it with exciting interviews with industry thought leaders, celebrities, and influencers, while sharing practical marketing and brand building advice for entrepreneurs, professionals, and creatives who want to build brands and businesses that they love using marketing, social media, and strategy. So you will see on my podcast that I'll have different hashtags, for example, hashtag behind the brand or hashtag meet the marketer, depending on the kind of segment or conversation I'll be having that week. Please keep a lookout for this so that you're not confused about the content that's being shared. And the reason why we're moving in this direction is because I've grown so much in this journey of podcasting, and what I've seen is that there's so much more to cover in marketing that I'm not able to do if I overly niche. And so this year, I will be tapping into the different conversations I have offline with so many people and offline with myself that I write in my journal, that I write on my laptop, and I want to share it with you so we can have robust interactions when we do meet. And please keep a lookout on my social media pages at labellion_SA, where I'll be sharing my gig guide for the various masterclasses that I'll be hosting in 2023. I think this is the year for me to meet all of you in person. I want to hug you. I want to take boomerangs with you. I want us to do masterclasses. I want to assess your businesses in person. And I want us to really connect. So please save up those coins and come looking dressed for success. Because the way you look also affects the way you perceive yourself. And that affects the output of what you do. So let's do this. Let's go all in. Let the Label Lion Show community show the world what it's got to offer. Until next week, please don't forget to like, share, subscribe this podcast with anyone that needs it. And before we go, I'd like to leave you with a quote by acclaimed designer and pioneer of branding and consumer research techniques, Walter Landor, where he says, "Products are made in a factory, but brands are created in the mind."